This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vietnam says it has discovered a new coronavirus variant. It's a hybrid of strains first found in India and the UK. The Vietnamese health minister made the announcement Saturday. He said scientists examined the genetic makeup of the virus that had infected some recent patients and found the new version. He said lab tests suggested it might spread more easily than the other versions of the virus. The minister says the new variant could be responsible for a recent surge in Vietnam. In the last few weeks, the country has confirmed around 3,500 new cases and 12 deaths, increasing the country's total death toll to 47. More U.S. cities and states are shrugging off lingering COVID-19 restrictions as vaccination rates rise and the number of infections fall. Massachusetts lifted its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses Saturday. In New York City and Chicago, officials reopened public beaches. Other states, including Minnesota, Virginia, and New Jersey, recently lifted their pandemic restrictions. It's one more sign of progress that reflects increasingly positive health data. Federal health officials say about half of the country has received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Leading the nation is Vermont, where nearly 70% of the population received one dose. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Sao Paulo Saturday to protest against Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, blaming him for overseeing one of the world's deadliest coronavirus outbreaks. As of Saturday, Brazil has registered over 16.4 million coronavirus cases and nearly 460,000 deaths. Many of the protesters touted the impeachment of the right-wing leader in order to save lives during the pandemic. This is VOA News. An Iranian-flagged tanker seized by Indonesia in January over the suspected illegal transfer of oil has been released. That's according to an Indonesian official and Iranian state media. A spokesman for the Indonesian Coast Guard said the Iranian-flagged tanker, the MT Horse, was released on Friday after a court decision earlier in the week. The court ruled the vessel could leave Indonesia while the captain would be subject to a 2-year probation without any fine. Iran's state broadcaster said the vessel had resumed its mission before returning home. It had been detained in Indonesian water since January 24th. Tehran, under harsh U.S. sanctions that mainly target its oil exports, has been accused of concealing the destination of its oil sales by disabling tracking systems on its tankers. The remains of 215 children, some as young as 3 years old, have been found buried on the site of what was once Canada's largest Indigenous residential neighbor school. First Nations Chief Roseanne Casimir says the remains were confirmed last weekend with the help of ground-penetrating radar. More bodies may remain to be found. An early report by a Truth and Reconciliation Commission detailed harsh mistreatment inflicted on Indigenous children at the institutions. It said at least 3,200 children had died amid abuse and neglect. It also said that it had reports of at least 51 deaths at the Kamloops School alone between 1915 and 1963. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his now former fiancée, Carrie Simmons, married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London, according to UK newspapers. Johnson's office declined to comment on reports in the Mail on Sunday and The Sun that the couple wed at the Roman Catholic Westminster Cathedral in front of a small group of friends and family. The Sun said that senior staff in Johnson's 10 Downing Street office were unaware of the wedding plan. Under the current coronavirus restrictions in England, weddings can be attended by a maximum of 30 people. Johnson is 56 and Simmons is 33. She is an environmental campaigner, and they announced their engagement in February of 2020. They have one son together. It's one-year-old Wilfred. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.